From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado lawmakers are returning to the state capitol next week for the four-month annual legislative session. As part of our Capitol Conversation series, Benta Berkland talked to State House reporters about the national political scene and how it will impact the session.
Joining us, we have Peter Marcus, a reporter with the Durango Herald, and Joey Bunch, a reporter with the Denver Post. There's going to be a lot of coverage, and there currently is, on the national presidential race and politics, and I think voters and listeners will be paying more attention to politics in general. And even though the state legislatures don't influence federal policy, there's still going to be a lot of crossover during the session and implications.
That's true. You know, the legislator may not tell people what to think, but they'll tell them what to think about by the type of issues that we're going to see in this session. I think you're going to see some bills dealing with religious liberty and Planned Parenthood, the types of things that drive voters, you know, wedge issues. I think we'll see more discussion of the minimum wage this session.
I think it's going to go both ways, too, because with the national spotlight being on the presidential election in Colorado, you know, we kind of marched to our own drumbeat. So while Hillary Clinton may have come to Colorado recently and talked a lot about gun control, it's been hard to find any Colorado Democrats who are actually willing to carry the torch and run gun control legislation, because if you remember, 2013, Democrats ran a whole package of controversial gun bills. Next thing you know, there were recall elections that ended in two Democrats being recalled from office. Granted, they were replaced with Democrats later, but the scars from that lasted.
And we also have members of the state legislature who are running for Congress. What do you expect to see there, Peter?
Back to the Planned Parenthood issue, we have a member, Tim Neville, who's running for U.S. Senate. We have Morgan Carroll, who's running for the U.S. House. They're going to want to hit those issues from very different fronts. We're going to see bills to try to defund Planned Parenthood in Colorado. We're going to see bills for fetal homicide, things like that, that are opposed by Planned Parenthood. On the other side, you might see very pro-Planned Parenthood legislation, because in the end, both sides are going to try to get lawmakers on record and try to get the issue on record, since it's going to play out on a national level. So you're going to see it from both sides. You're going to see anti-Planned Parenthood legislation. You're going to see pro-Planned Parenthood legislation. It's all going to feed into this national narrative.
I know some lawmakers last session, when they had a bipartisan agreement to try to reduce the number of tests school children take, they said, we need to get that done during the 2015 session, because during 2016, because of everything you guys have been talking about, it's going to be harder to pass substantive policy. And if it's going to happen, it needs to happen in the earlier part of the session, the farther you are away from the presidential election.
That's right. I think that we're going to see people trying to write campaign ads during this session, you know, putting poison pills in very good bills just so they can say a candidate voted against it. You know, it's going to be a tough job for voters next year. I don't envy them, and I don't envy the reporters who have to figure all this out.
Thanks. That was Joey Bunch with the Denver Post and Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capitol Conversation.